Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele, delivering the best in local news, which is kind of an understatement today because there's no news. Nothing great happened, at least not that I saw. But, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I was prepared for this. So today, we are going to talk with Kevin Peterson of Hot Creek Ranch about the drilling controversy through core mining at the Hot Creek area by Mammoth. Kevin?
Hot Creek Ranch has been in operation since the early 1940s as a private fly fishing ranch. They used to run cattle as well, but it's just been straight fly fishing since 1968.
Nice. When did you take over?
I've been here for 15 years. Took over in 2007.
Do you know how many people utilize the ranch each year?
Well, we've got 9 cabins for 7 months, probably an average of 4 people per cabin. So several hundred for sure.
And what would you say the major draw of the Hot Creek Ranch is?
Well, it's a blue ribbon trout stream. It's some of the best fly fishing anywhere in the country. Secondly, it's 2 miles of private water, which means that we limit the number of anglers on the water at any time. So you're never gonna get crowded fishing. We maintain the fishery best we can with the cooperation of Department of Water, Department of Fish and Wildlife. And it's some of the best fishing anywhere around.
And how close is the mining operation that is currently allowed to explore?
Well, I was up there the other day looking at some of the mining sites, looking back at the ranch, and from at least 3 of them, you could clearly see the ranch. So I'd say somewhere around 1.5 miles. So we've got 638 reservations every year. We're on a perpetual reservation system. We have families that have been coming here for 5 generations. And it's a very special place. People, when you see them pull up at the gate, you just see the city melting off of them, and they just, it's just a very special place for a lot of people. And if core mining is allowed to do their exploration, which apparently the Forest Service has given them the green light to do, but if they do that, it's going to mean 24-hour noise, dust, pollution, lights. I was up the other day looking at all the sites, at least 3 of them I could see the ranch clearly, which means that from the ranch, we're gonna be able to see their operations as well. So there are not only Hot Creek Ranch, but the public sections above us and below us, which are a huge draw to the tourism here in Mono County. And I think that if this is allowed to go through, it's gonna affect all of them. And I can't believe that Forest Service has allowed this to happen on so many levels. I'm really worried about our water pollution. Where are they going to get the water to do their drilling in the first place? What's it going to do to our water tables that are already, after all the drought years, are already in peril? Not to mention the wildlife and all of the disturbance that it's going to cause. And if they do find gold and are able to sell, if they find enough gold to be able to sell it to a mining company, the plan, if the Forest Service lets them do that, they're talking about 220 tons of ore taken out daily in an open pit leach mine, which would be absolutely disastrous to this entire area. They talk about, money and economy and workers, employment. That's a bunch of hooey, as in this is a Canadian company. And guess who they're going to bring in to work? Not us, not locals. They're going to bring in a bunch of Canadian folks who I'm sure are wonderful people, but it's not going to help our economy at all. It's just, if anything, it's going to hurt it. It's going to hurt our tourism. A beautiful, quiet, peaceful place to fly fish will become a noisy, dusty, industrial environment.
Can you explain the law that's in effect that's allowing them to do this and how it started and why it really doesn't apply anymore?
So there was a law that was put into place in 1872. That law allowed prospectors to explore their claim to see if there were indeed minerals on their claim. Well, that law is still on the books today. And back in 1872, exploring your claim meant a pickaxe, a shovel, and a mule. Now it means a 5-ton drilling rig, and lights, and it's a whole different animal. And so I really urge everyone to contact Congressman Jay Obernolte. He's definitely on top of this, but the more people he hears from, the better. We need to make sure that he knows that we need that law changed, because that's the reason that Forest Service thought it would be okay to let this go, is because they're following a law that was put in the books in 1872.
Thanks for that, Kevin. A couple of meetings coming up that you'll want to participate in. The Owens Valley Groundwater Authority meeting is 11-18, and the agenda packet as it is at easternseernow.com, as well as Mammoth Lakes Town Council, that's 11-17. So head over, grab those agenda packets, and participate. Last thing we'd like to do is talk about our sponsor, the Mammoth brand, and their new fall 2021 product line. The Eastern Sierra-based clothing brand that was started in the middle of the pandemic offers an all-new fall 2021 product line. The Mammoth brand, a Mammoth Lakes-based mountain lifestyle apparel company, launched their fall 21 line of Eastern Sierra-inspired clothing November 5th. This marks a little over 1 year since the company got their start right in the middle of a pandemic. Even though the Mammoth brand was founded about a year ago, the official launch of our product line wasn't until August of 21 at Bluesapalooza. There wasn't any events where we could introduce our brand to the community because of extended pandemic event cancellations. Somehow, Bluesapalooza 2021 happened, and it was a successful event for the community and for us as a brand. We were very lucky to make enough sales at the event to feel comfortable beginning to prepare for our fall 2021 product launch, which is available now at themammothbrand.com. The Mammoth brand sells apparel that promises to perform during your adventures in the mountains. The idea is to offer graphic t-shirts, premium headwear, and variety of cold weather outerwear items like hoodies and beanies, all with design elements inspired by the Eastern Sierra. We wanted to make something different. We just thought that a lot of the Mammoth logo apparel currently out there was not very stylish or functional. We try to create products that offer some level of performance, like UPF protection or moisture-wicking fabrics, which you can also wear casually. We think we have some pretty rad stuff, owner Jason Blakey. Advertiser Jesse Steele also agrees with Jason Blakey on that. I wear his stuff constantly. Back to the article. Another aspect of our business is that we are locally owned, locally designed, and locally printed. We try to get as much of our product line produced in Mammoth Lakes in an effort to help support the local economy. If you buy anything from the Mammoth brand, you're effectively supporting multiple locally owned small businesses. We're also lucky enough to have two great local retail stores carrying our products, P3, Free Ride Shop, and Kittredge Sports, both in Mammoth Lakes. We hope to expand our retail footprint shortly, so stay tuned, and if you are a local retail tailor reading this, please contact us. And you should. They've got some great stuff. The new Fall 21 line went live on our website November 5th, 2021. It features versatile apparel items inspired by the Eastern Sierra. This is the second product release for the Mammoth Lakes-based small business. So to visit local retail partners, go to the website. It's themammothbrand.com. Also, for more info, themammothbrand.com. If you have any questions, the email is JB, as in Jason Blakey, at themammothbrand.com. Or phone number 714-595-8485. And just for my viewers' sake out there, the Mammoth brand has been a proud sponsor of Eastern Sierra Now since our inception. So we stand behind them firmly. They're a great, great brand, and you need to purchase some of their stuff for all the reasons that we just listed. My favorite thing, t-shirt that says Dave McCoy is my homeboy. Because those of us that were friends with Dave, you completely understand that. That guy was a legend. So anyway, head over there and check that out, themammothbrand.com. Speaking of the Mammoth brand, Jason also provides us with a real snow report, sometimes twice a week. But for today, this is the report. This is the real Mammoth snow report for the second week of November. If you head over to Eastern Sierra Now or to themammothbrand.com, you can see the pictures posted as well. The first one is of the groomers on Broadway and another of the face of Chair 3. So for the conditions, after a few days of cruddy weather, we had a perfect bluebird day yesterday with much improved conditions. Mammoth received almost a foot of snow, but it was really wet and heavy, leading to 1 to 3 inches of hard crust on top. You can find some soft turns out there if you hunted in the right place, but there was softish crust across most of the mountain. Coverage is great on the open runs, but finding pow stashes will be tough. Expect some great grooming over the next couple of days. The weather is going to be sunny and warm with light winds for the next 4 to 5 days. It should cool down early next week, and we might get some good snowmaking weather at night. Little to no chance of snow over the next week or so, unfortunately. Bummer. Weekend outlook. It should be really nice weather this weekend, if you like it warm and sunny. Parking will continue to be a bit of a hassle unless they get the stump alley chair running. You will still be able to find a spot, but plan on taking the parking shuttle. Masks are required on the shuttle, by the way. Chair 23 opened for the first time yesterday, and the reopened chair 11 for beginner terrain. Expect fast and fun groomed runs early and slushy conditions later in the day. The park report, no changes to the park at this point, although the conditions are much improved due to the new snow. You'll have 8 fun features, including rails, boxes, a wall ride, and a pyramid with rail. Jason with the Mammoth Brand, thank you for that real snow report. This has been Jesse Steele for Eastern Sierra Now. Today is November 11th, and tomorrow will be November 12th. And hey, we'll do this again. See you later.